Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Britain is on the verge of mass coordinated strike action. This is actually a big, big historic moment, but it's really important people understand what this is about, but also the assault on one of the most basic fundamental democratic rights there is, the right to withdraw your labour, the right to strike in order to secure better terms, conditions and wages for you and your fellow workers. And there was no better person to talk about this than Henry Chango Lopez, who is the General Secretary of the IWGB Union, which represents many precarious workers who have suffered the consequences of the last few years. Hello, Henry.
Hi, Owen. Thanks for inviting me.
It's great to speak to you. So, February the 1st, huge numbers of workers are on strike. Why is it so important, this strike?
Well, we live in a very difficult situation at the moment where the government is basically attacking unions, attacking workers for organizing. And this is the time to send a clear message to the government that we will not be deterred by their threats and attacks on workers' rights, and that we will fight against this austerity agenda.
So the government's passing an anti-strike bill. It's to passing a bill to clamp down on the ability of workers to strike. So just tell me, what's driving, do you think? Why are the Tories so desperate to introduce this legislation?
Yeah, obviously, workers have been organizing in terms to improve their working conditions. And it is the case of like our members, for instance, at the University of London, at UCL, who are striking tomorrow alongside lecturers, teachers, and other workers who are demanding, you know, to be paid better wages and to have better conditions and to stop the attacks from the government in order to worsen their conditions. You know, our campaign is a part of this national day of action across public sector. And this is basically to show that we are all united against austerity, against exploitation, and against the draconian bill. You know, we believe it's crucial to resist this crackdown and to remember that these rights are under threat today, like the right to strike. It was won by trade unions who took action without the protections. I won anyway. So we can win them back and more, but only if we fight. The government now is trying to pass this bill. In order to stop this happening, it's clear. It's a clear demonstration that the government is afraid of rising power of organized labor and want to intimidate workers out of taking action. And this is the latest in a long string of attacks on workers' rights, human rights, including the right to protest and the right to on trade unions to organize. And this, you know, the excuse that the government is using as a result of, their austerity and not being able to have control over this and to improve the conditions. You know, the government should be talking to unions, should be talking to workers, instead of, you know, bringing this draconian bill.
Now, the Tories say that they're passing this bill to protect the general public, that they will make sure that there's a minimum level of service that has to be provided. What would you say to that conservative argument?
Well, these are services the government brought to its knees with billions of pounds of austerity cuts, you know. Minimum service is not something the public get on a normal day anymore, never mind the strike day. This bill is an attempt to distract from that fact. It is outrageous that instead of talking to the workers, as I said before, the unions to improve the situation, the government is basically scapegoating unions for this social crisis created by themselves since it came into power. So basically determined to make working people pay for the financial crisis they didn't create.
How does this legislation compare to other countries which call themselves democratic in the way that Britain calls itself democratic? Compared internationally, where does this place us?
Well, this is extremely draconian This is not a norm internationally. International Labour Organization doesn't support minimum service levels. In fact, in 2016, they condemned minimum service standard in America, saying that it violated human rights of public sector's workers. You know, it's even condemned by the US administration as well.
So in terms of how these sorts of laws would affect, for example, your union, give us a sense, firstly, in terms of who the IWGB, who they represent, how it wins, and what impact you fear the sorts of strike laws the government are introducing would have, for example, on your ability to organise.
Yes, many know, many who know the IWGB, you know, we represent some of the most marginalised workers in the public sector, outsource black and migrant workers, like, for example, cleaners, porters, security, in hospitals, schools and universities, like, for example, UCL, where exploitation and discrimination is a norm. You know, that's why the workers are striking tomorrow as part of this National Day of Action, only to highlight the exploitation that is happening at this workplace. You know, these workers are just fighting for a better pay. You know, there are some workers that we represent that are fighting to have like a bit more than the minimum wage, not even asking like major things. Obviously, as a union, we are trying to end outsourcing, for instance, because it's a big problem in society with workers being exploited and, you know, fighting big millionaire companies in the gig economy. You know, this bill poses even a greatest risk threat to smaller grassroots unions' ability to strike, so it can compel individuals like union organizers, for instance, to cross picket lines and force unions to do this, or face fines that grassroots unions are less able to afford. You know, it could target all of them in a small dispute, crippling the strike.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But now, but how you know how we win and can win is as you know doing action like through action beyond and alongside strikes. Strikes are not the only thing we can use, as we have seen in the IWGB time and time again, where we have improved working conditions, we have ended outsourcing. We have managed to secure like better sick pay, better holiday, better pensions for workers like cleaners in universities, you know, where the law hasn't been on our side. But despite that, we have managed to secure that. And that has been through building a movement, creating alliances, creating direct action, protests, boycotts, including with other unions. Like, you know, we have the boycott at Senate House, for instance, with UCU, who boycotted the Senate House. And that was very helpful for our members to get those benefits that they have now. You know, the workers have more secure employment. And that has been very useful. Working with students as well, you know, unions has been very useful. There's many things we can do as part of, you know, fighting back. You know, striking is a vital tool, but I cannot be the only one tool that is, you know, that we use. IWGB Blueprint has a lot to offer to the wider movement right now. You know, there's examples of a trust cost campaign where as I was involved myself as an outsourced worker, where, as I said, we had a coalition with students, with activists, with teachers, lecturers, even public support as well. And this gave great results for our members. And we are continue doing that with doing coordinated actions. And this is something that we should be doing at the moment. Like, many of you should be taking example of these small fights that we have had and big fights that we have had at small union and you know, fight back.
And so just finally, you've kind of mostly answered that, to be honest, but what hope is there? Why should people be optimistic? People might think, and not, you know, workers, they'll get defeated, they'll get crushed. So just very quickly, lastly, why should people have a bit more hope?
Well, we have shown in our union that, you know, there is always possibility to change things. And that's only by, you know, organizing collectively, which is something that workers are doing at the moment. And that's great. That's great to see that workers are finally organizing and waking up, because we need to do that, like, you know, since some time ago, where the government has been attacking unions, even, you know, by not allowing us even to protest now. So as you have seen, as many have seen, the IWGP have achieved great things by organizing the unorganizable, which is exactly a strategy we get creative in a phase of obstacles to traditional trade union activity. For example, you know, like at TDL, at the Workers' Laboratory, we didn't only took the company to court, but we also campaigned, use creative actions, you know, protest beyond strike action that put bosses under pressure and bring workers together. You know, we have a challenge at delivery, for instance, to get all the workers on strike. But despite that, we managed to put pressure on the company by protesting outside the HQ, protesting outside the clients, protesting outside restaurants, you know, taking on the IPO. There's many things that we have done through the years. You know, workers, for example, wanted to take strike action, like outsourced workers, for instance. There's things that we, you know, we find challenging, but despite that, you know, we have managed to organize these workers and managed to secure all the good conditions that these workers enjoy. So definitely there is a hope, and the hope is in organizing, standing together, fighting back, and not allowing the government to deter us and to scare us from that. And I would like to use this opportunity to invite everybody to the UCL strike at the University of London, where workers will be striking, the security guards will be striking from 6 a.m. Until midday, and then we'll be joining other strikes. And yeah, it'd be great if people can support the campaign of these workers, donate to the strike fund. And if somebody wants to find out more about the IWGB and the things we do, just follow us on social media and, you know, get in touch. And yeah, solidarity with everybody who is striking tomorrow.
Great stuff, Henry. An optimistic place to finish on. Do make sure that you spread the word, share this video. Please like and subscribe, obviously, but please like the video and share the video to get the message out about why this strike is so important, and do get on the picket lines if you can. Thanks, Henry. Cheers, and I will see everyone soon.
Thank you.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.